If you've quit your job the past couple of months, maybe for a better opportunity or over concerns about COVID, you've joined a record number of Americans who've done so. New data show restaurant and hotel workers are leading the mass exodus. More than 4 million workers quit in August, the most on record since December of 2000. How can employers keep their people? Insight from Carl Gould, business advisor and founder of Seven Stage Advisors. Carl, what can be done?
This is probably the most complicated answer I've had to give in a long time, because there's a new element here. Not only are some people, you know, quitting their jobs because either they don't like the vaccine mandates that might be put their way, or they are, you know, being asked to go back in person to the office and they don't want to do it. They want to stay hybrid or remote. But the new element, what a lot of people are not talking about, is people who have been working at home have been doing side hustles, and they're part of the gig economy now because they're home and they could do freelance projects. And so if I come back to the office, I have to give up all that side hustle money. Whereas if I can continue to work remotely and virtually, guess what? I could still keep my side gig going.
Interesting.
That's something new.
Yeah. So what about, let's start first. What about with retaining the folks that you have? What do you say if you're the manager?
Well, currently, you want to say a couple things. If you're the manager, you want to bring up in your regular meetings that it's indispensable to be in the office. And what I mean by that is, the longer someone does a remote job, all they're doing is auditioning to their boss that they can be replaced by a virtual outsourced employee. So if managers, I would float that at your next meeting and let them know, thank them for coming in to the office, thank them for being there, and that it's indispensable for building a culture to have people in the office. Because pre-pandemic, nobody was talking about send all of your employees home and that's the best way to build an efficient organization. Because if that was the case, they'd have been doing it, right? It was all about everybody in the office, open floor plan, take away the cubicles, collaboration. That's been known as the best way to build office culture.
We're speaking with Carl Gould, business advisor, also founder of Seven Stage Advisors. And we're talking about attracting and retaining employees in this environment, especially coming out of August, where 4.3 million workers quit their jobs. About finding new bodies in this particular environment when it seems it's so hard to do?
Well, now this will vary from business to business, but business owners out there, the first thing I would be looking at is, what are the tasks that happen on a screen and what are the tasks that happen that are recurring? And if any task that fits those two criterias, I would start looking for outsourced solutions, virtual employees, whether they be domestically or abroad. And I would broaden what my definition of the geography that you'd be willing to accept an employee from. So that's number one. The second thing I would do is I would look at automation. You know, is there any technology or automation that you can use in place of an employee? For example, if I own a restaurant, can I put an iPad at every table so I don't need somebody to come up and take the order? Is there a way that I can automate that? Because that will help you a little bit in your quest for employees. And then I would start off to attract employees. I would start offering trainings and certifications, so people know that by coming to work for you, they're going to get a professional certification that makes them even more marketable. And so if I come to work for you, I'm not just going to training and getting a job and getting paid a wage. You're actually going to help me build my professional resume so I can grow in the organization, or when the time comes, I'm more marketable for another position.
Is flexibility the demand for flexibility from employees going to remain a thing, where I want 2 days or 3 days from home and then two or three at the office?
Yeah, there was a recent survey conducted where that was actually the number one thing. It wasn't even money, folks. It was the flexibility. It was the flexibility either to work from home or have flexible hours, because in fairness to the employee population, most of them were home and now are dealing with all sorts of issues, whether it be childcare or homeschooling or, you know, pets or, you know, domestic duties, or maybe they didn't have the money to sell their car. How am I going to get back and forth put to work now, you know, or they had to spend money to build their virtual or remote office capabilities. So we so they're asking for that flexibility because in some cases, you know, the demands of the pandemic over the last year forced them into this situation. So they need some help through it, to be fair to them.
Thanks, Carl. Carl Gould, business advisor and founder of Seven Stage Advisors.